a classic man. You can be mean when you look this clean, old fashioned man. Yeah, baby, I'm a classic man. Hello, you are welcome to episode 70 of the Classic Manny Show. It is your boy, the one and only, your one and only, your fave pop culture enthusiast. And today I am on my own, guys. It's episode 70, the last episode of the year. And I wanted to just reflect on the year as a podcaster, give my advice, my tips, all that good stuff. You know, share my struggles. I felt like having a guest on the last episode would not make sense because it would have been sitting there watching me talk to myself or about myself. So yeah, but I hope you guys had a good Christmas or happy holiday. If you guys noticed some patches, the rain, it was raining today. So today is Wednesday. Oh, so today's Tuesday. Wow, today's Tuesday, 27th. Gonna edit this on Wednesday and hopefully have this out on Thursday. I was meant to record this last week, but the snow had to postpone recording, all them stuff there. So yeah. The episode is here now. We're going to go straight into the classic fave. And I hope I say his name right. We're going to start off with Loic Essien, How We Roll, featuring Tanya Lacey. If you don't know or remember who he is a UK R&B artist. And this song took the UK by storm. China number 2. It was released in 2011. Did I mention that already? If I didn't, it came out in 2011, July the 1st, a day for my birthday. This song is such a banger. Okay, like, what you and me on a road? No, don't get me started. If I start singing that's just how we roll. No, it's an absolute banger. I was trying to know how to pronounce his name, and I saw that he's still around. Had an interview on Capital Extra with Manny Norte. Shout out to my namesake. So he's still around, but I wanted to talk about this song because I saw it go viral on TikTok. I was like, what a banger. Like, the nostalgia was so real. But that is a very quick classic fave for today's episode. Make sure to use the hashtag TCM show during the episode. We're going to talk about support and all that kind of stuff at the end of the episode. But yes, use the hashtag TCM show to let me know your thoughts about the episode, about what I talk about, all them good stuff there. It's now time for us to go into the latest releases, and we're going to start off with SZA's sophomore album, SOS. Every time I say that title, I start singing SOS, please someone help me. Banger, shout out to Rihanna. But yes, I have been gagging to talk about this album since it came out. Unfortunately, I had to postpone the recordings for the last few weeks, but we're here now. We're here now to talk about the number one album in the United States. Oh my goodness, we wait for this album for 5 goddamn years, and I'm here to say that it was worth the wait. It was absolutely worth the wait. She said, we're going to give you 23 tracks with different genres such as R&B, alt, trap, hip-hop, country. Like, what? She gave us the range, honey. And of course, it's not every artist going to say they're going to drop a 23-track album, and I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to take that. When she said, I was like, yeah. Bring it all. And I know there's going to be some more tracks on Deluxe Edition. Hopefully we're going to get that soon. But yes, my thoughts on this album. This is very audacious. I feel like this is such an audacious album. As I said, exploring so many sounds such as rock with F2F. Just what? Crazy. Like, amazing. I can't lie to you. I feel like I've played that album every single day. There are some artists such as Chris Brown that have released 23 plus track albums that I've not even given a chance yet, you know. But amazing, fantastic album. What are my favorite songs? My favorite songs on the album, I know what, yeah, I would say I love a good 95% of the album, but of course there's songs that are more me than other songs. Now, my favorite songs, Kill Bill, I Might Kill My Ex, Not The Best Idea, come on, Seek and Destroy is my shit. Seek and Destroy, oh, that is me. That is Manny in a song, especially when it comes to like the sound. Low, got another side of me, I like to get it poppin'. Don't get me started right now. Love Language, an amazing R&B song. Blind, I can't see, I'm blind. Come on. Use featuring Don Toliver. Don Toliver is my fave. I've told you guys about this before. That's my fave. So he definitely delivered, especially in comparison to that Wizkid feature. He did better on this one. Thank you, Jesus. Amazing. Snooze, I can't lose. When I'm with you. Come on. I love Gone Girl. It reminds me of Michael Jackson, like the choir, the key change, the dramatics. Fantastic. Ghost in a Machine. Listen, that song, I don't know how they made that work. But Phoebe and SZA sound amazing on that song together. It sounds like it could be either or song. Amazing. F2F, I want to hear that live. Nobody gets me. Solana said, my name is Solana Cyrus. SZA Swift. Wow. Too Late is defo a fave. Top three for me. Far, another amazing song that I want to hear some Walker on. You know, because SZA came and blessed us on No Love, I think it's only right if someone returns a favor and gives us a remix for Far. Shirts, oh my, Kiss Me Dangerous, banger. Open Arms with Travis Scott. You know what, yeah, people were like, oh, they didn't like Travis Scott on this song. I love Travis Scott on Open Arms. Like, he delivered, in my personal opinion. I'm not really a active Travis Scott listener, but it was quite different to what I was used to from the few songs that I have heard from him. So I love that. I Hate You, of course. Good Days, Forgiveness. Just a fantastic album. No skits for me personally. I love it so much. I want to talk about the comparisons that I was seeing with Summer Walker, even Jasmine Sullivan. Like Paula said in our episode that we did a few episodes ago, I don't understand why we like to compare artists together. They are different kinds of R&B artists. I feel like even their last project, Jasmine Sullivan, was more of a her sharing people's experiences. It was like a story that makes sense. Similar with Summer Walker, but that was about her own personal heartbreak with London on the track. With SZA's one, it's just SZA talking about herself, talking about her insecurities, even her being engaged. I had no idea she was engaged. Please let me know if you guys knew if she was engaged. I had no idea she was engaged. But yeah, I love this album so much. As a sophomore album, she's a sophomore curse. What? No, I love SZA so much. I can't wait to experience this on tour. You better tour in the UK, because Ari Lennox tweeted about how she doesn't want to tour in Europe or whatever. I said, Solana, don't even dare. Don't even try to do that. Yeah, that is my thoughts on Solana's album, SOS. Next up, we've got Little Sims Project No Thank You, which she released a short film for as well. This was a surprise drop, I would say, and I really love Little Sims as an artist. I feel like Little Sims has created their own lane for themselves, and the talent is just so crystal clear. Like, I want to see Little Sims get all her flowers, or continue to get the flowers over the next few years, make it in America. There's some artists that I definitely want to see killing America, child. Amazing. My favorite songs on this project are Silhouette. Silhouette is my kind of sound. I love Silhouette so much. I also love No Mercy, X, Sideways. Those are my favorites on this project. But Little Sims, the artist that you are just fantastic. So shout out to Little Sims. Next up, we've got Flo. Flo has released their single, Losing You. And this might be the first time that my thoughts on their release might be not as positive as before. So with Losing You, I will start with the positives. For me, that is probably their most confident they've sounded vocally since, like, I think as they release some more songs, they sounded more stronger, more confident. I love it. But I think where I struggled with this song was, I think, how it made me feel. I didn't feel much. I feel like with the lyrics of this song about someone losing you, you know, someone, how do I explain it? Let me compare it to Mary J. Blige, for example. Mary J. Blige is so open about, like, heartbreak, moving on, the struggles, all that kind of stuff. Someone losing her, all that kind of stuff. So when I listen to Mary J. Blige, I can't even relate to what she's singing about, because I have not experienced even this much of what she's gone through. But with Mary J. Blige, like, what I love is that I can feel it. I'm like, damn. I'm like, I can feel what Auntie Mary's feeling. I know that, of course, Flo is young, and maybe that's maybe part of it as well. I think with Losing You, I was like, this is not, I don't know, I was not connecting with it. But Stella's vocals on this song, Stella stole the show. I said, damn. But you know what? It's the first time I felt this way. I think maybe other singles, others might be better. But this just wasn't for me personally. I think what I love the song from the first chorus onwards. But I think maybe the pen as well could have been better on the song. But Yeah, I love Flo so much. This is not to bash them. I'll be talking about them later on in the episode. So, yeah, I ain't bashing Flo. This is not that kind of club. We love Flo in this house. And they're actually very sweet girls as well. But for me personally, I just said this one in particular is not for me. But I'm excited for the releases. I'm definitely excited for the releases. Now, I want to talk about my favorite albums, EPs, mixtapes, and songs of 2022. I want to start with my favorite albums and EPs of 2022. Starting with Beyoncé's Renaissance. The only single that came out before Renaissance was released was Break My Soul. And I wasn't sure where I was going to go with this album, how I was going to feel about the album. I said, Beyoncé, what you doing? But Beyoncé made me hold my lip. One, I said, wow, you won't break my soul for real. She said, even me, I'll not break her soul. No, this album is one of the best albums, if not the best album of 2022. I feel like, again, similar to Solana's album. I can say Solana. Similar to SZA's album, sorry. It was very audacious, like, to make a purely dance album. I said, God, but I think for my favorite albums and EP, I'll pick my top three songs. But yeah, with this album, I'm in a chokehold of this album. My top three songs for this album are America Has a Problem. Now you see these red wrecks on me. Now come and get what? Goddamn. So that is therefore in my top three. Cuff It. I feel like falling in love. Falling in love. Beyonce, the woman that you are as well. The woman that you are. Like, such a fantastic song. I am waiting for the visuals, though. I need the visuals, Beyonce. I need the visuals ASAP. But fantastic song. And I struggled with number three for this one. My third song, I was really struggling with this one because there's so many that could go in here. I was thinking of Plastic on the Sofa. I was thinking of Pure Honey. But the one that I chose for number three, Virgo's Groove. I never thought I would like a song about Virgos because I hate Virgos. Sorry if you're a Virgo, but if you know, you know. Okay, I don't hate Virgos. That's a little bit dramatic. But I would not want to be singing about Virgos so happily like this, but I'm really grooving to Virgo's Groove, baby. Like, such a fantastic... So, is it 5 minutes or 6 minutes? Either 5 or 6 minutes of greatness, of pure... You're the love of my life. What? Beyonce, fantastic, amazing. But, yeah, one of my favourite albums of the year. Next up, we've got Stormzy's This Is What I Mean. And I never thought I would have a Stormzy album on. And that's not because I don't love his music, but I think, as I said in the episode, we spoke about an album on his release week. I spoke about how I don't think I've ever really been that kind of person that really goes back to his album regularly like that. But this album, This Is What I Mean, has me in a chokehold. It has me in an intense chokehold as well. I feel like, at first, I was questioning, oh my God, are we going to be talking about Maya Jama for the whole album now? But, but it's a fantastic body of work, as I said in the episode as well. I love the contribution from other artists and producers on this album. Michael Ebenezer, you did that shit, okay? And I'll love to have it on the podcast one day. But yeah, I'd love to have a lot of people on the podcast, actually. But Stormzy is on my list of people I'd love to have on the podcast. Yeah, amazing body of work. My top three favourite songs on this album, This Is What I Mean, are Need You. Every time I say that title, I lose my mind because that song should have been a summer single. Fantastic. Bad Blood, the Neo sample. Amazing. And the last song, I Got My Smile Back. That's my top three for Stormzy. This Is What I Mean. Next up, we've got Ari Lennox, Age, Sex, Location. Now, with this album, I'll be honest with you, I have not played it as frequently as I thought I would. I feel like I've just been so distracted with so many releases since its release. But I still love this album a lot. Every time I play it, I am in love with it. And I feel like from Shea Butter Baby to Age, Sex, Location and everything in between, Ari has shown so much growth as an artist. So with that being said, my top three favorite songs are Queen Space with Summer Walker, Don't Waste My Queen Space Banger, Stop By, oh, like that Erykah Badu-ness of it all, amazing. Boy Bye with Lucky Day, I love the back and forth. It was like, I need to see a music video for that first of all, because there's a storytelling that could be executed in the music video. I would love to see that. But yeah, I love Ireland so much. Unfortunately, she can't tour in Europe for, I don't know the actual reason, but I was very upset when I saw that. I said, hell no. I said no. But I love me some Ireland nonetheless. And yeah, that is my thoughts on age, sex, location. I also love the EP as well, but I thought I'd focus on the album for my top albums and EPs. So next up, we have got Adekunle Gold, AG Baby with Catch Me If You Can. He's a talented man. I love how, of course, he starts off his usual sound and comfort zone, but it's still an amazing body of work. My top three favorite songs on this album, One Woman with Ty Dolla $ign, Masemiye. Is it Masemiye? Masemiye, Masemi. And High with Davido. Let's get into High. High is one of the best Afrobeat songs of 2022. Like, it's just so fun. I think when he performed it as well at Davido's show, wow, I couldn't believe it. I said, God damn. The next album I want to talk about is Megan Thee Stallion's Traumazine. Now, this album was way better than Good News. I do not enjoy Good News as a body of work. The songs that I do like, such as Movie, what's it called again? What's New? There's a few songs that I like on there, but with this album, I can play from top to bottom and not actually... Okay, there's only one skip on this album. That's the song Lucky Day. That was Lucky Day's worst feature yet. And I don't think it's because of him. I just feel like they were not compatible as artists. But other than that song, I love this album so much. My top three favorite songs on this album are Consistency with Jhené Aiko. That song is so sexy. That is a very sexy song right there. NDA... Yeah, NDA slaps severely. Like, that is an amazing song as well. I think what made me love that song was seeing her perform that. And, of course, Scary featuring Rico Nasty. I've got more favourites on that album, but I said I'm going to stick with top threes for every album. So, Consistency, NDA, and Scary. Speaking of Lucky Day, Lucky Day's album Candy Drip. This album is one of my favourites of the year for R&B. And it's also one of my favourites... eras as well. I feel like the visuals were on point, the styling for this album were on point, everything was just on point with this era. Like, I really loved it. Again, I didn't get to see him perform live, but I do love this album so much. My top three favorite songs: the title track Candy Drip, Guess, which has the interpolation of Usher's You Don't Have to Call, and Fever. Those are my top three songs. I didn't get to listen to the deluxe album. Again, there's been so many releases over the last few months that have just preoccupied my mind that I've not had time to listen to it, but I'm sure they're amazing tracks. But yeah, I love this album. I love the style, as I mentioned. Vocally gifted. Oh, my king, my king. Rema's album, Rave and Roses, had to be in my list as well because... I wasn't expecting that for his debut album. I was not expecting this album to be such high quality. I love the sounds that he explored on this album. I just love the flow of it. Again, I don't skip any songs on this album, but there are songs that I do love more than others. My top three are Dirty. So she wanna get a little dirty as she rub on my chest. Love it. Mara. Fantastic. Mara, baby, da, baby, da, Mara. Love it. And Addicted. Now, I want to talk about Addicted because Addicted live coming to his show this year at O2 Brixton. Unfortunately, there was an incident there that I'll talk about later on. But yeah, listen, I love Addicted so much. It was such a standout track for me because, and you know what? I was struggling though with this top three because I wanted to include Time and Affection with Chris Brown so bad, but you know what, I'm gonna stick with Dirty, Mara, and Addicted. I feel like Addicted has this proper 80s feel to it. Like, it gives me proper uncle vibes, but it's modern at the same time. Love it so much. Of course, I had to squeeze SZA in this list, so bear in mind this is no particular order. This is just what was touching my heart as I was typing, making my notes for this episode, but I had to include SOS in my favorite albums of 2022 because I don't think there's a lot of albums that has had me in a chokehold like that. It has had me by the neck. My top three favorite songs from SOS are Too Late. Is it too late for us? You know it's dangerous. Moving so close, we combust. Is it better than one more? Love it. Seek and Destroy, as I mentioned, and Blind. I can't see, I'm blind. What a fucking song. Next up, Babyface. This album again had to be included in the list because I love the concept of it. Him bringing all the modern R&B, modern, you know, got a gun and jumped, bringing out the modern R&B and pop artists. My favorite songs, oh God, I might get flogged for this, but I can't come and lie to you guys. Okay, my favorite songs on this album, I want to start with Game Over with Queen Naija. Of course, I know she's cancelled. Oh, I know she's not, I don't say she's cancelled, but I know she's not liked because of her past with colorism. I'll never not acknowledge that. But I have to, I like the song. It's, I don't want to leave, but I gotta go. No, I'm sorry. If you've heard this song, you know why I'm saying this. It's fantastic. Say Less with Tiana Major 9. That song is very sexy. I love the way Tiana Major 9 came on that song with so much. Like, she came on crud, basically. One Good Thing with Amare, I have to include that as well in my top three because I love how this song makes me feel. The song makes me feel too good. It's a very sexy song. I love how she sounds with Babyface as well. Honorable mention, the song with Ella May. Is it Keeps on Falling? I think that's what it's called. I love it. The next album I want to talk about is Asake Mr. Money with The Vibe. Before I get into that, though, I didn't get a chance to talk about this on the podcast. I want to send my love to the families of Rebecca Iku as well as Gabby Hutchinson, who both unfortunately passed away from the unfortunate event at O2 Brixton. Like, for me, it does upset me. Of course it's going to upset me, but I think what upsets me is the fact that it didn't need to happen. So, yeah, I want to send my love and my condolences to the family of Rebecca and Gabby. Asake Mr. Money with The Vibe. This album, you know what, yeah, I liked it from when it was released, but I have grown to love it so much over the last few months. I think what made me struggle at first was because I don't speak Yoruba. Of course, I love the Nigerians. I want to shout you guys out in a bit anyway, but yeah, I'm not Nigerian, so I was going to struggle with this one. But for me, it's about the feel when it comes to music. I don't listen to English music all the time. So it's about how it feels. And I feel this album is a feel-good album. And yeah, Asake, he's also a very fine man. Let me put that in there. A very fine somebody. But my favorite songs on this album, Joa. Joa, amazing. Sumomi, I hope I'm saying it right. Sumomi, that song is so sexy as well. And of course, it's a beast, you know. And of course, Peace Be Unto You, PBUY. Asala, I like you. Oh, what a fucking song. Two more albums before we get into the EPs. Ella May's Heart on My Sleeve. Now, this sophomore album, I would say is better than the debut. Argue with your mother and your father. Okay, this album, one of my favorite R&B albums of the year. I feel like Ella sounds way mature on this album. I think with the debut album, it served its purpose. But with this album, I could hear the growth. An album that can play from start to finish as well. The featuring artist as well, the concept of having Mary J. Blige and Kirk Franklin on this album was well thought out as well. You know, in the first album, she had these monologues and stuff like that. I hated that shit. It was annoying, okay? So yes, I do love Heart on My Sleeve so much. My top three songs, DFMU, Don't Fuck Me Up, Don't Let Me Down. Hey, you know I wanna be around. Second favorite song, Didn't Say, with Lotto. Now, when I saw these two names on the album, I said, how was that going to work? I didn't know how it was going to work, but that was fantastic. You know what? I do miss the mashup of R&B and hip-hop coming together. Like, let's keep on doing that. We need more R&B and rap collaborations. Let's be doing that in 2023 onwards. Thank you. Third favorite song, Sink or Swim. I love this album. Last album, Kehlani's Blue Water Road. Now, would I say that's my favorite album from them? No, but it is an amazing body of work. One of my favorites of the year as well. There are a lot of songs that just shows a lot of growth. Everything, even though everything is not in my top three, which is quite ironic. I love Everything because of how different it is as well. But my top three favorite songs on this album are Any Given Sunday. Are you working, baby? Are you working tonight? Come on. Melt. Now, let's get into Melt. I am so vexed that she didn't perform Melt at their show. Let me actually give a short review of the show. Now, Kehlani. Oh, I love Kehlani so much. And I had been so excited to see Kehlani live for so many years. And it's not like the show was bad. Like, what we got, if I had to analyze or give a review on what we got, it was a good show. But that was one of the shortest shows I've been to this year. And there were some songs that were missing, such as Melts. Like, how... Okay, I get it. You and the babe have broken up. But why are we in it? Why are we paying the price for a breakup that we're not involved in? Like, why? It's such a beautiful song. What else was missing? RPG. There was a couple of songs that I even noted down. Can You Blame Me? Wait. Can You Blame Me was included? I don't think it was included. Can You Blame Me? But they also performed some fantastic songs as well, such as Water. Oh, I Got My Life with Water, though. I Got My Life with Water. Nights Like This. Crazy. Crazy was fantastic. I loved how she rockified it, basically. So, yeah, it was good. The set list was okay. But out of the shows that I've been to, I feel like the artists that did not really give me what I came for. Like, there were certain songs that I was missing. But don't get me wrong, Kehlani can perform. What we got was good. Don't get me wrong. But could we have got more? Like an extra 20 minutes? Yes. Could we have got some songs that we love back in that set list? Yes. But once again, top three, Any Given Sunday, Melt, and Little Story. Little Story was not a favorite initially when it was a single, but I love that. I love the feel of the song so much. I love the outro. The outro, I want it as a ringtone. It's just so beautiful. And I think experiencing it live as well was fantastic. Time to get into the EPs and the mixtapes. So I want to start off with Bella and Adults Feel. Bella's Adults Feel. Now, I love this babe so much. And Bella blessed us with one of the best R&B projects of 2022. And you know what? She has set... I'm not saying it because she's my friend. I'm saying it because it's facts. She has set a standard when it comes to releasing a body of work, especially in this UK. It's not everyone that's given us albums and projects like this. Like, it's to the point that I would actually call this an album. I know she hates it being called an album, but I love this EP so much. Again, there's no skips. Again, I'm not saying because I'm her friend. I'm saying it because it's an amazing body of work. The visuals for this era were fantastic, giving us concepts. And you know what? I pray to good God Almighty that Bella gets the love that she deserves in 2023 onwards. And not even just the love, but I think Bella has the love, but I hope that she gets the recognition, the praise, and the acknowledgement that she deserves, because she is fucking fantastic. Listen, I don't play about that girl. I don't play about Bella one bit, okay? But my top three songs, if I had to pick three songs, which is, of course, hard, my top three songs on this EP are In The Moment. Maybe we're just caught up in the moment. Caught up in the... Hey, that is a banger. Garden. Bella, I want to tell you directly what you did with Garden. What you did with Garden. The woman that you are, Bella. The woman that you are, especially that live version. Please, Bella and her team, can you put the live version on streaming? Thank you. Love you. But yes, if you got you blind, don't see the signs. You don't see the signs, yo. And I was struggling with the third song so much because I wanted to pick one song and another song. But I settled with Always Something just because of the vulnerability, the feel. You know what? Oh, do I pick? I was stuck between that. Funny enough, no pun intended. I was stuck between Always Something and Stuck. But I think I would choose Always Something just because of the relatability, especially you ain't never been a father. You ain't been a blood clot father, sir. But yes, I'm so ready for my fave to dominate America, especially like the UK. Do we deserve you? I don't know if we deserve y'all like that. Like, I deserve you, but does the country deserve you? Another story for another day. Next up, Flo's The Lead. Of course, I had to include Flo's The Lead in this list of favorite albums and EPs because the way Flo took the world by storm, I'ma put your shit in the cardboard box, changing my number and I'm changing the locks. Hey, nah, what a debut. Like, they debuted like No Man's Business. You know what? It was very refreshing because I feel like we have not seen a debut like this, especially for a girl group, in a long ass time. Like, the talent in that group, of course, I did give a semi-harsh critique with Losing You, but when it comes to this body of work, fantastic. It still sounds so amazing till this day. Can't wait to see them live next year. My favorite songs on the lead feature me. Know what I usually do, but I've been peeping you. Hey, what a song. Immature. Feels like I've been waiting a lifetime. Yeah, yeah, for you to tell me what's going in your mind. Hey, say you want my body, buddy. Hey, okay, let me cool down for Jesus. Last out of the top three. Me and my girls are going in this summer. Summertime. Ah, love that song so much. I wish it got more push in 2022, but you know what? It's never too late to push in 2023. I love the girls so much. I love that EP. Next up, Baby Takes Mani Pedi mixtape. Now, this is another refreshing body of work for me. I love the balance of rapping and singing on this project. Very talented. And my top three on this EP? My top three on this mixtape are Mani, Differences, and Dancing Queen. There's nowhere I can do this list and not include Jack James on the Rocks EP. That's my king right there. That's a black king right there. Because it's a four-track EP, though, I'm going to pick two songs. I'm going to be cheeky and pick two songs because, of course, if I pick three, going to be one left. So I'm going to pick two songs. It was a tough two as well. Again, a lot of these projects and albums, yeah, I was struggling to settle with the two or the three. But in this case, I'm going to pick Galaxy Swim, an amazing project intro, as well as Hennessy Tears. That man is super talented again. Another project, you know. Another artist that I need to see out of here. Go to America and bless us because, wow, you are super talented. And I hope you get the love that you deserve in the next year too. Next up, we've got Ambre, who Bella put me onto this year. Ambre is another one that's a breath of fresh air. I feel like what I've loved about the artist this year is that I have been introduced to a lot of artists that are a breath of fresh air, such as the Flows, the Jack James, the Ambres, all that good stuff here. And their project, 3000 Degrees, fucking fantastic. Like, the quality on this project, of course, I'm baby with Jack James again, my king. Like, love when you call me baby, love when you call me, hey, hey, what? A fucking song. Drake and Drive and Illusions with Beam and Destin Conrad. And speaking of Destin Conrad, there's no way I can talk about my favorite projects and not include Saturn. Saturn. Oh, Destin, again, the man that you are, the man that you are, Destin. Like, he opened for Kehlani's show and the set list was fantastic. Like, super duper talented. Love that man. And also very sweet. He was at the after party for Kehlani's show and he was just so nice, welcoming. Love him. Love you, sir. The last project I'll be talking about is Odile's November, Maybe I'm Best Alone. Now, this man is talented and he's going to be in this list a couple of times as well. I've got a singles list as well, but yeah, I love this project so much. He's creating a lane for himself and yeah, fantastic. Like, there's no way I could not include him in this. My top three songs, actually no, I didn't do my top three for Destin Conrad, sorry. So my top three for Destin Conrad are Down Bad, Nobody Knows and Read It. Nobody knows the way. Hey, nobody knows, nobody knows, nobody knows. Wow, he performed that live as well. Amazing. So Down Bad, Nobody Knows, It's Yours. Those are my top three songs on Destin Conrad Saturn. My top three for Old Deals, 29 After 2, Dinner Table, and Index. Those are my top three. Now, when it comes to the singles, so this list has songs that are from either EPs or albums that maybe I love the certain song more than the overall body of work or whatever, but I'm gonna start off with Nicki Minaj's Do We Have a Problem featuring Lil Baby. Now, out of all the songs that Nicki Minaj dropped this year, this is the song that I feel deserved the most love, but somehow didn't get that love that it deserved. I love it so much. The production, her delivery, Lil Baby's contribution as well. Hold up, shawty, hold up, bitch, please don't touch me, look at my fit. I hate Super Freak Girl so much. That song is ugh, but I love Do We Have a Problem so much. And I don't have a problem. Next up, Jay Stephens, Hi, My Name Is. Again, Bella put me onto this song. Fantastic. I also love Investments on her EP, but I think I wanted to talk about Hi, My Name Is even more. So it's H-I-G-H, My Name Is. As I mentioned, Odile is going to be here a couple of times. And I want to talk about two songs in particular. So, Candy Dam, Something Tells Me That I'm Out of Luck. No, I mean, I can't save you. And I'm waiting on you. Love it. And Be Free. So I love those two songs from Odile, Kanji Dam and Be Free. Lato, I was not the biggest fan of the album, I feel. I don't think I spoke about the album on the podcast, but the song that I love from that album is Weedy featuring 21 Savage. Pop it like a Willy, help on tap and I go silly. Hey, fucking song. I love it so much. Amber Mark, What It Is. Now, I've not had a chance to listen to that album, but I discovered this song, What It Is, from Twitter, actually. And that song is fucking fantastic. Feel it in my bones. Ooh, I gotta know. Tell me what it is. Fantastic. I love that song, and I need to make time for the project. Next up, we've got Shea Universe pushing with XVR Black. Is it Xavier Black or XVR Black? Yeah, I don't know. But Shea Universe pushing. Now, I love this song so much. I loved 111 last year. This year, I love pushing so much. Time don't stop. Got to keep it pushing because I'm all I've got. Waste my time. Waste my love. Bang up. Anyway, next up, Ray Escapism featuring 070 Shake. Now, I am so happy this song is getting the love that it deserves. I don't want to feel how I did last night. Whoa, what a banger. That is a freaking banger right there. So, yeah, I love the compatibility between Ray and 070 Shake. Amazing production. I love the dimensions on this one. Like I mentioned in my episode of Former. Next up, J-O-X-O. No stress, no enemy. That boy used to be a friend of me. I don't know if I love the original or the remix more. I feel like, just for the sake of the episode, I'm going to say the original. But I also love the remix with Vic Tony. Oh, the next song, I had to include it in this list. So this song was actually in the soundtrack for Black Panther Wakanda Forever. Again, an amazing film that I get to talk about on the podcast, but it's an amazing film and the soundtrack was actually fantastic. The standout song for me was Con La Brisa, which I love so much. I don't speak the language, but I connect. When I heard it for the first time in that film, I watched the film twice. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, what a song. What a song. It's so beautiful. So yes, Con La Brisa. Scribbs Riley, Satisfied. Now, again, UK excellence. Like, this guy is super talented. He's a producer, a singer as well. I think he tweeted that he's going to be releasing this project next year and also doing his headline show. I'll be there. I must be there. So, yeah, shout out Chris Riley. Oh. The next song, Ira Star, Rush. It ain't rush. It ain't rush. Well, it be much. Hey, me not getting time for the hate and the bad energy. Cut my mind on my money. Hey, make it nice like good, good. No, this song made me a fan. Because, of course, I liked, what's the song again? Blood Samaritan. I like certain songs that I heard, but I was not really a fan. I was not grabbed. But this song, it grabbed me by the neck, okay? Ira Star is the next one up. Like, I'm really excited for Ira Star's future. Kelvin Boy, Down Flat. I had to include the Ghanaian in this. Of course I had to include the Ghanaian. So, my head, you day for my head. Now, this song is amazing. I love Down Flat so much. It went viral on TikTok and it just makes me dance. It makes me want to dance for Jesus. Hey, sticking in the Afro beats and Afro pop genre, I'm going to include Oxlade's Closer. Now, I don't think people know about this, but I got blocked by Oxlade because I said that the remix was rubbish. And I stand by that. That remix was Tupac of ass. Like, no. This song is amazing as is. The original was amazing as it was. And I don't understand why Camila Cabello was included. And I'm not even a Camila hater. Of course, she's a racist woman. Or she is known for being racist or her racist past, whatever. But I could admit when something is good. This is not good. This was not good. It was very unnecessary. And I'm a standby. You can block me, but I am going to speak my truth. Okay? Thank you, sir. Okay, but yeah. Oh, my heart's making it. Oh, I love making you. Oh, banger. I love it. Banger. Now, the next song. Oh, I love this song so much. Tomorrow 2. Glorilla and Cardi B. Now, I don't think I've ever really spoken about this song properly, but Cardi, yeah. Cardi killed this song. Cardi, this is one of her best deliveries in a while. And I feel like Cardi needed this song because I think with Hot Shit and a few other features, I don't think she'd really grabbed the audience for a while. So I can't lie, she grabbed me with this one. Cardi B, I'm really excited. Like, of course, I love Invasion of Privacy so much. I think, as I said, after a while, I feel like after Invasion of Privacy, some of the features were not really grabbing me. But Tomorrow Too, yeah, I need that sophomore album ASAP. Please don't be playing games with me, Cardi. Don't play with me, Belcalis. So the last song for my favorite songs of 2022 is Dolce's Persuasive. She's so persuasive, that marijuana, with SZA. How does it feel to be alive? Oh no, SZA's verse, yeah. SZA came on violence. Oh no, I love this so much. And I'm so excited for Dolce's future as well. Just so talented. An amazing babe. I feel like she's so fun. I would love to have her on the podcast one day. Even SZA as well. I want to have her on the pod too. Everyone I've mentioned, I would love to have her on the podcast. Even Oxley that blocked me. This is not that deep. Okay, sir, it's not that deep. But that is my list of favorite songs, albums, and EPs. Use the hashtag to let me know what are your favorite releases of 2022 as well. I would love to see. I don't have that much for trending topics, but I'm going to start off with Megan Thee Stallion, of course. That is enough for me. If you just heard I was going to talk about today, that would have been enough for me. But yes, Tory Lanez has been found guilty for 3 counts of an incident that happened where he had shot Megan Thee Stallion on the foot. And first of all, congrats to Megan. Like, I really hope that, of course, it will never take away what happened, but I hope that she can have peace moving forward. Of course, the trolls, the Nixels, all this stuff, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I fucking love Megan Thee Stallion so much. Again, it didn't need to happen. That was something that needs to happen. I think there's a lot of worrying parts, the fact that people are still making excuses. First of all, his family, they need to take several seats and get a goddamn grip, okay? Your son, your brother, whatever he is a nincompoop, okay? He is a useless boy, so please just chill. And I found it so weird how he brought his son to the... I say, you want to traumatize your son? I would hate that man if I was his son. Like, how dare you? But yeah, his father is just a weirdo. But yeah, I'm really happy for Megan. I was shitting it because the way people were commenting, again, how the system is set up as well, I was very worried. But yeah, guilty of all 3 counts. Listen, enjoy your time in jail, sir. Shout out to Megan's fellow Megan, Megan Cunniff, who broke down this court case so well, like so professionally. Like, we have lost this art. Let's get into that. We have lost the art of like professional journalism. Hey, Megan, again, the woman that you are. Like, no, I genuinely was so impressed with how she used Twitter to break it down. Like, I've never seen someone use Twitter in that way to break down a court, like a court proceedings. Like, wow, every day she was coming with the fact, and she was also clarifying the rumors because all these stupid black blogs. Listen, I'm saying black because it's y'all. You guys, I'm banging the mic. You guys are a problem. Like, you're reporting that, oh, he's been found not guilty before they even resume from lunch break. What is, they need to go. I need Megan to deal with all their asses because you know what I can handle? I can handle, if it's critique on the music, if it's constructive criticism, I can handle that. But you just being hateful of her character, of her person, are you all right? Like, they wanted to get my good sis out of here. And you know what? If Megan said, I don't fuck with y'all blacks anymore, I will stand with her on that one because our community really let me down. But I can't say I'm surprised. But if she wants to do a Tina Turner, she can do that, child. I support her because, the audacity. I want to talk about Akon. Akon is very upsetting, you know. I was such a big fan of Akon growing up, and it's very sad to see him become such a nuisance to society, a waste of space. Akon came out defending his fellow father, Abraham, fathers of many. He said that fathers being present for, like, kids' recitals, all that kind of stuff, is a white man thing. So, are you... Oh Lord, hold me, Jesus, because I was fuming when I saw that. And you know what warmed my heart though? What warmed my heart was seeing fathers, of course, posting themselves at their kids' recitals, being so excited, cheering their children on. It made me so happy, a little bit envious as well, because my own father is like Ekon and Nikanen, just a waste of society space. But but I just said, why are you talking? But again, I like when these people show who they are, so you know how to act accordingly. But that is Akon. Before I get into my personal thoughts of the year, I want to talk about The Best Man, the final chapters. This is one of the best series I have watched, probably since Insecure. I can't lie to you, of course. The Best Man was a movie. There was a two-part to the movie, and now it's an eight-episode series. The fact that the cast looks so good till this day, they are looking so youthful, so beautiful. Morris Chestnut, I'm blushing, God. Morris Chestnut, the man that you are. That first episode, I said, woochow. Nah, I could not believe it. What a man. But the casting, fantastic. The script, fantastic. They explore so much. Of course, navigating like life after divorce, loss, having a child that is non-binary. I've not finished yet. I've got like two more episodes left, but I have been so hooked to this series. So I definitely recommend Best Man, the final chapters. Before I get into the Q&A, because I actually asked to send me questions. If you guys want to ever send me questions, I've got my link for Curious Cat in the episode description of every episode, so you can do that. But before I do that, I want to get into my thoughts of the year as a podcaster. But before I get into that, I want to share a story time, which will tie in together with my thoughts of 2022 as a podcaster. So a year or two ago, I was looking for something on my old Facebook account, and I couldn't find that. What I did find was a video. This video was a concept video that I had done, I think 12 years ago. I'll put the clip in the video so you can see. But it was a concept video for a show I wanted to do over 10 years ago. I forgot about this concept that I'd done, you know. And so I was like, oh, let me click on this. The name of the show was The Emmanuel Andrews Show. That's my government name, The Emmanuel Andrews Show. I was like, wait, what? I've wanted to do this for such a long time. I forgot about this. And what made it even more scary for me was that week I done an episode of Scott Young Famous, who I love so much. And our casting fate for that episode was Michael Jackson. The celebrity I was talking about in that concept video was Michael Jackson. I said, what a very scary full circle moment. I am sharing this story with you guys because, as you guys know, this year I almost gave up on this podcast because I was looking for external validation. I was looking for recognition. Of course, I will not invalidate how I feel, but I'm sharing this story with you guys because I can't believe I almost dashed this vision that I had from when I was a kid. I had no idea I was going to execute it at that time. But here we are now, The Classic Manny Show. And I almost dashed this podcast away because I was looking for validation from the outside. No, like, there's no reason for that. Of course, if I was to ever quit this podcast, because there's going to be bigger opportunities, why would I stop what brings me joy? Like, it's such an escape for me. So the moral of the story is, remember your why. Like, that concept video that I'd seen reminded me of my why. My why is that I love pop culture. My why is that I've always loved content creating. Like, I did that video on Windows Movie Maker with no idea of what I was going to do next. But here we are now with visual podcast, which I'll get into in a bit as well. But yeah, it's just crazy. But we're here now, episode 70. I can't believe it's been 70 episodes. And I want to say, first of all, sorry to you guys visually, because when I had attempted to quit the podcast, I did not consider the fact that I had an audience that valued this podcast. I listened to this podcast on their way to work, at their workplace, whilst they're cooking, whilst they're driving. You know, I felt really bad when I realized that, oh my God, I've actually got an audience that really love this podcast, that also is almost like an escape for them as well. So I do apologize for that. I want to thank you for the support that you've given me this year. I ain't gonna get emotional, don't do that, Manny, get a grip. But but I want to say thank you so much for your support. Like, it's so, let me get the list. It's so crazy to think that we've got listeners in over 30 countries. I'm gonna go into the list. I want to shout out Nigeria, especially because Nigeria has now become my second biggest audience, with 14% of my listeners being from Nigeria. So listen, Ibokwenu and them, man. Listen, I have now become Nigerian today. But I want to shout out the countries that listen to my podcast. So I've got the list here. I don't know if you can even see that from the screen, but I'm going to read it out loud. So shout out to the United Kingdom, of course, Nigeria, United States, Canada, France, Australia, Portugal, Belgium, Norway, Spain, Germany, Ghana, of course, my country, Ireland, South Africa, Botswana, Congo, United Arab Emirates, Romania, Egypt, Greece, Sweden, Colombia, Singapore, Mexico, Switzerland, Benin, Zambia, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Brazil, Argentina, like... That is places I've never been to in my damn lifetime. I have never been to any of these. Well, of course, I was born and raised in the UK. I've been to Ghana, of course, but I've never been anywhere else other than the UK and Ghana. So thank you so much. And thank you to the Nigerian audience. I don't know who has pushed my content there, but thank you to whoever that's been listening to the podcast. And you know what? Let me know who y'all are. I want to know who y'all are. So please continue to support the podcast. Use the hashtag. Not even just for me, but your favorite podcasters. Anything that has a hashtag, please use the hashtag. In my case, it's TCM Show. But yes, use the hashtag. Follow the podcast. Rate it. Leave a review. Share with your friends. Word of mouth is so powerful. So please... continue to support the podcast. The fact that we've achieved all this, and of course we're still growing, but the fact that we've achieved all this so far with no media feature, with I've never been on a list of top podcasts of the UK or Black UK, whatever. I've seen those lists. I'm like, and no hard feelings, but of course you do notice these things. But my focus and my goal for 2023 is to continue doing what I love. I don't want to make all these big elaborate goals, whatever, but my main goal is just to focus on this, to focus on my why, as I mentioned, going back to the story. And yeah, give you guys the content you deserve. Like, there was no way I was going to give you guys an audio episode for my solo episode. I said, I'm going to come back visually. Like, and also, I want to encourage creatives to push yourself out of your comfort zone. Because before I almost gave on the podcast, I was not doing visuals. I think I had done one visual episode, which was the first episode. And that was on my own as well. So again, full circle moment right now. But I was complaining whilst I was not doing what I'm doing now. Of course, this is not easy. Being my own host, my own editor, my own researcher, promoter, is my own money. The only thing I don't own is the studio. I don't own this space, of course, thanks to Quaker Street Space for this space, you know. But I don't own this space. But other than that, everything has been me. So I get it. It is hard. But don't give up. Listen to me. If I'm saying don't give up, don't give up. Give yourself the breaks that you need, because I can't lie, even after this episode, it's going to be a 2-week break. But yeah, just take a break and come back harder, because for me, I was not thinking about going visual, but thanks to the encouragement of fellow podcasters and of course the audience, they were gagging for a visual podcast, and I've definitely seen the benefits, especially on streaming, because the Spotify listeners, hi guys, can also watch the visual, like my YouTube viewers. And if you're on YouTube, don't be shy to comment as well, you know, comment, like, share the video. It's so awkward having to ask this, but you know what, if I don't ask, I'll not get. So please continue to use the hashtag and engage, because that's how these platforms, they see us, like, oh, he has, because I see, no, well, yeah, I see you guys in my numbers. I can see the stats, but they can't, apart from YouTube, and YouTube is not my main or my primary, where my audience is at, basically. So yeah, like, yeah, please let them know that you people do. Thank you. So, but yeah, I know it's hard. It can be very discouraging when you feel like you're not being seen. I think for me, my issue was people knowing who I was. If it was a thing where people didn't know who I was, I'll be very happy with that. But it's people knowing who you are and choosing to overlook you. That was my issue. And that's why I almost got on the podcast. If I'm being real, that's what that was. It had nothing to do with my audience, because my audience were the ones that kept me going. If anything, y'all made me come back. So yeah, it is a challenge at times. But as I said, give yourself the break that you need to take. Give yourself the break, but don't give up. Do not give up at all. Like, again, I know it's not easy. I know it can be challenging, stressful, all them things there. But yeah, if this is what you want to do, if it's what you love, keep on going. I hope you found that story inspiring and inspirational. All them good things there. Now, the last one I want to do is a Q&A. Then it's time to go. Okay, because I know I need to edit this ASAP, Rocky. So I asked you guys to send me questions on Instagram and Curious Cat. I'm going to just answer the questions. Let me go into the folder because I knew it was going to be hard to find. So the first question is not a question, but you fine AF. You fine AF, keep shining. 2023 will be big for you. Amen. Amen. I receive that. They also asked, what artists are you hoping will drop a project next year? As I mentioned, Cardi B, I would love to hear Cardi B again. You know, Invasion of Privacy did this thing, but yeah, I'm ready for another project from Cardi B. Rihanna, of course, the Super Bowl coming up in a few months' time. I do look forward to that. Who else? Good question. It's a very tough question, though. Who else am I looking forward to? If anyone comes to mind, I will mention it, but yeah, I think Rihanna and Cardi B are the ones I'm looking forward to. Somebody asked, what tours are you looking forward to next year? So I've already got tickets to go and see Flo, Bree Runway and Bella again. So I'm excited for that. I can't wait for SZA to announce UK dates. I need my good sis SZA to announce UK dates because, be for real, we need to experience this album live. Okay, but I'm excited for those. What do you want to hear? Oh, sorry. Wow, look at my reading. Wow. Who do you want to hear new music from next year? new music. Who? Did I answer already? Oh, I already answered this. My bad. I already answered this. Sorry, I was wondering. Like, that sounds familiar. So next question. Hi, Faith. What's popping? It says, in your opinion, what has been the pop culture definitive moment of 2022? You know what? I will therefore say Flo. I will say Flo. Like, the way Flo came into the game, I said, wow. Because I think around that time, Little Mix had just finished their, like, retirement. Is that retirement? Jesus Christ. That sounds very old. They finished their, like, their final tour before they took their hiatus. Not retirement. God, they're not old. They're, like, around my age. Yeah, but the way they came in straight after Little Mix finished their tour before their hiatus, it was amazing. I was like, wow, okay. Flow, flow, flow. I love it. But yeah, I'll definitely say that. I feel like when it comes to pop, though, I've really struggled with pop culture because it's not been popping. Like, if you remember the top of the pop days, like, compared to now, it's not been popping like before. Hey, but yeah, I'll say flow. What projects let you down the most this year, if anything? Ooh. I would have to say Shenseea. Did she come out this year? If Shenseea's album came out this year, I would say Shenseea because my issue is this. My issue is when artists lose themselves to become mainstream. There's a reason why you were signed. There's a reason why you were loved by your core audience. Don't go and change your sound. She sounds like everybody but Shenseea. Very beautiful girl. Love her. Mwah. But hey, my dear, no, this ain't it, y'all. This ain't it. What has been your own personal career defining moment of the year? That smile was very creepy, sorry. I can imagine that being creepy, but my favorite or my career defining moment, I would say hosting Bella's Adultsville early listening session for Apple Music and Dolby. What makes me laugh about that situation was that I almost said no. So as I mentioned in our episode together, I was shookington. I was shook. But yeah, it was just amazing. I think the feedback that I got from the audience, from Apple Music and Dolby was just so fantastic. It warmed my heart. And I was so grateful to her team for giving me the opportunity as well. And it was lovely to have on the portfolio as well as something that I've done. And to do that for my friend as well, I was very grateful. Give me a shout out and tell everyone how much you love me. No, I ain't ruined my market like that. Unless you've now claimed me. Yeah, no, we're not doing all that shit. But what do you have planned? I just saw this right now. Shout out to August 12, by the way. What do you have planned for the podcast in 2023? A live show. Now that I've said it, I've got to do it. I'm a man of my word, so I want to do a live show, but I'm defo nervous for that show, but I would love to do a live show. Let's see. Next question. What do you want to see in the new year regarding music, new releases, etc.? I want to see less sampling. I want to see less sampling. I feel like they have over the last few years, give us originality. Give us, if we're going to sample, I think even do more interpolations than sampling. I want to see you remix it, twist it, you know, but yeah, that's what I want to see. Do you have any words of wisdom for 2023? Ooh, just live life in the moment. Be in the moment. I think for me, as my goals for next year, I'm not doing all these long notes. Sorry. For me, I just want to be in the moment. I just want to do what I love, be around people that I love. Keep it short and sweet. I ain't trying to overthink it, child. Three more questions. What artists disappointed you musically in 2022? I've already answered that. If I was to, I wouldn't say Wizkid disappointed me, but I was underwhelmed. Very underwhelmed, child. That was not it. But I would say I was underwhelmed by Wizkid's album, More Love, Less Ego. I've not played it since the episode with Paula. Has your taste in music changed this year? Yeah, I would say so. I feel like, as I said, I was more of a pop boy growing up. But I think this year I've been more into the... I've always loved R&B. I've always loved other genres. But I think I've been more into R&B and more into other genres. Afro-pop as well. Like, Afro-pop was definitely dominating my Spotify Wrapped as well. Last question before I wrap the episode up. What's your favourite episode you've recorded so far? Now, let me start by saying I loved every episode. Thank you. But the episode that I would say, or the guest that I loved, the episode that I enjoyed recording and editing as well, will be the one with Sophia Carter, because that was the first episode where I was happy with what came out, visually and sound as well. So the first episode with the old studio, that sound was two pack of airs, but it was my fault because I used the wrong sound. I used the camera sound instead of the mic's audio. So yeah, I didn't like that episode. The next episode after that, and of course, I love Hadley, by the way. I love Hadley, but in terms of being an editor, I hate that episode. And again, trying to say that episode was hard. Like, if, even though I've done editing for so many years, it felt new to me. But yeah, that episode, I wasn't really here for it. And then the one after that, I hated the video quality. That video quality was not it. Like, but I think after that one, that was the episode of Sophia Carter. And I think with that one as well, that was my first time meeting her in person. I had not really spoken to her that much before, so I didn't know what I was getting myself into, child. But the connection, I feel like the synergy, I feel the compatibility as well. I think just her, she gave the beauty, the good vibes, you know, and I think she's been so supportive of the podcast ever since as well. I love Sophia Carter so much. I wish her all the best next year, but she is therefore, I think our episode together was my favorite episode, especially visually this year. Other episodes that I enjoy, I enjoy every episode. I found her for the same reason as well, because that was my first time meeting her in person, but we got along as if we'd known each other for years. Of course, Bella is always a good time with Bella. Paula, I love. Ope as well. That was long overdue, even despite the issues with the episode. I love that episode. One of our most listened to episodes this year as well. Of course, Shanice. Yeah, everybody killed it. And I think if I didn't enjoy the episode with the guest, I wouldn't have posted it. So yeah, Sophia definitely for those various reasons. But guys, that is all for today's episode. My throat, I am tired. I've spoken enough. Hey, please. But guys, thank you once again for your support. I wish you all an amazing 2023 and beyond. I pray that it's filled with blessings, joy, clarity, peace of mind, you know, because chat, this year has been, I know for a lot of us, it's been a test. So I wish you all the best. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you're on YouTube. Oh my God, I feel like a YouTuber again. And follow the podcast, rate, review, share the episode. But as I always end, don't forget to always do you and be unapologetic. Bye, guys. Thank you, Jesus. I'm done. Woo! That was good. How long was that? You beautiful. I'm done. Let me go and call my friend.